Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by Ellie Reese, who is the boss lady of her own estate agency in London called Brickworks. Ellie, you said to me off camera that you believe that one of the biggest reasons why estate agency is broken is the commission structure of estate agency, how people get paid. Talk to me.
Well, I said it off camera. Now you're saying it on camera.
Indeed. Well, this wasn't planned, but I thought it was so interesting.
Individual commission, I have to clarify. So I think pooled commission is totally fine, makes total logical sense to me. But I think with this kind of new wave of estate agency that we've been talking about, that's potentially a move away from the big old dinosaurs and the corporates and into more independent ways of doing things and thinking with more diversity and more equality, I am always nervous when people aren't paid for the work that they do. And particularly if we want to move away from sales and targets and transactions and towards customer service
but
and experience.
Pulled commission, everyone can hide behind someone else, can't they?
So I think it's quite hard. Do you know what? I actually think it's quite hard to hide behind people, particularly if you're in a small team, because I think that your bosses and your managers knows what is going on. Everybody, okay. If there's somebody who's just really lazy, who doesn't, you know, pull their weight or do their bit, then everybody knows who that person is, and that's about management.
Exactly. But then, let's be honest, most estate agents are rubbish managers anyway, aren't they?
I don't know, I've never worked in an estate agency.
Okay, trust me, they tend to move up the best valuer into being the best branch manager. But quite often, just because you're a great listener doesn't make yourself a good a people person or a people manager.
Absolutely not, which is why potentially, typically, women have a lot of maybe inherited or learned or innate skills that would be really good in those managerial positions, actually, because you are just dealing with human relationships, aren't you?
You are, but the people tend to just promote the best value with the best listing conversion.
But don't you think that's short-sighted?
Of course it is. But we're in a sales environment. I mean, are we too transactional?
That's what I'm saying. I do think that yes. And I do think that there is a slow, it might be a bit glacial, but there's a slow transformation and we are moving from being as transactional as we are into, I mean, Matt said it earlier, philosophically, Matt's the camera guy, philosophically thinking about the home and the notion of the home in which traditionally women are very involved. And I think that, so we salary our staff, okay? Now, as a small business, that's not amazing for the business always, because as a startup that's bootstrapped, you can have some serious cash flow issues, okay? But what we have is retention of talent then. Okay. And there's a high turnover in estate agency.
Indeed, there is. I mean, I was looking, I published it a couple of weeks ago. There are some London estate agents where the median tenure of someone staying there is 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's appalling, isn't it?
And they often go from sort of one to the other, and then maybe back to the one they
what
started.
What we call journeyman valuers or estate agents.
And ostensibly, they might look different from the outside, but they're all the same on the inside. And so I think it's really about potentially changing the infrastructure of the model. And you look at, I mean, I think they have to be mentioned, but you look at the Modern House, who are really quite pioneering in terms of the way that they market property, the way that they use social media to sell property, and their business model. All of their team are salaried. All of our team are salaried. I think that pooled commission is fine. I think individual commission creates a team that works for themselves. It's called individual commission for a reason. And then it's just about who answers the phone fastest, or who has hit their sales target quickest, or who has the highest number of sales.
The hunger for getting the deal across will be lower with pooled commission.
It's just not what I see. You know, we have a salaried team and you could call them nothing but incredibly ravenously hungry. And I think that's because of...
Do you have any form of pooled commission or is it just a straight salary?
You get bonus.
Okay.
So there's company performance related bonus. So we do really well and you will share in that. And that also comes in other ways, like gym membership to a fancy gym and nice dinners, and we treat everybody really well, and and those people feel like they're part of something and they're part of a greater cause, which is moving estate agency in a different direction and away from that kind of old school. Look, I'm not saying that commission is, you know, dead, and I know that lots of people will agree with me. I just think if you're working for yourself, you're working for yourself. You're not working for the client then, and you're not working for the team in the same way. It's not possible.
Do you think it's selfish?
Possible.
Do you think it's what's made estate agents the ridicule of, you know, because people are just in it for themselves? Or the perception is?
Potentially, but I don't say that in a kind of derogatory way, because I was married to an estate agent who was on individual commission, and we had a baby, and he was on a really, really low basic salary, and he had to get to the office at 8 a.m. and leave the house at 7:30 a.m. and leave the office at 8 p.m. otherwise he wouldn't have got the leads. And I think that was just that particular agency. But that's a really good story, because what if you are, for example, somebody who has to drop the kids off and can't get into the office until 9:15 a.m, then you miss out all of the leads. Doesn't mean that you're not as good an estate agent. It just means you pick the phone up faster, or you reply to the email more quickly.
So basically what you're saying is that you're suggesting that we as an industry change from individual commissions to either pool commissions or bonuses, pay higher salaries, and yeah. Your experience has been is that it doesn't reduce the hunger, it actually makes people more hungry
and happier and fitter and healthier, and we're all moving in the right direction, which is prosperity for the business.
So therefore, if you are an estate agency boss and you're wondering how the hell do I motivate my team, potentially this could be an option. We've talked about this a number of times. I had Sanjay Gandhi in the studio a couple of years ago. He doesn't pay any commissions at all. Again, there's no harm in paying a little bit of a bonus at the end of the year, but fundamentally paying good wages. Because again, you don't pay your accounts department any bonus, any commission or anything.
No.
So why should a stage be any different?
And it creates trust, and it creates good relationships, and it creates a good, you know, it's the values and the approach of the company, and it's about brand. You know, we are moving towards brand importance hugely.
Put your comments below on the social media, or if you're on YouTube, in your comments, put your thoughts on. Let's see what you've got to say. Thank you for your time today, Ellie. You're an absolute star.
Thanks, Chris.